Welcome to Career Tools, everybody. This week, interviewing on Skype, how to do it, chapter 2. Here we go. Okay, so we had a cast previously about Skype, and Skype interviews have gotten more prevalent since we've put out that guidance.
Yep.
And first screens are being done by Skype.
Yep.
It's cheap, it's easy, it's convenient. In the beginning, Skype was poo-pooed by a lot of people, including me, because of quality.
Yeah, absolutely.
And a quality, a failure on an interview is bad. It really is bad. It puts the candidate off. It puts the company off. It sends a message the company's not doing things. Even if it's cutting edge, it's not high quality. And the perception is it could hurt the candidate when, in fact, it's not the candidate's fault.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people didn't have Skype on their home computers at first. And now practically everybody does.
It's fairly prevalent.
It's pretty ubiquitous.
Yeah. Although it is fair to say that this is not just about Skype, but about any video interview.
Yeah. Okay. If a company is using WebEx or is using a conference room with videos.
Good. So what guidance do we have?
Okay, so I guess these things are especially if you're at home. So we're going to talk about lighting.
Huge mistake that people make, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk about connection quality.
Yep.
We're going to talk about Skype names, so your ID on Skype, and then we're going to talk about interruptions.
Good. So lighting.
So the reason we all look
this
so bad.
This is my personal favorite. Yeah. And I'm the one who taught you this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the reason we all look so bad on Skype is because we're comparing ourselves to what we see on TV.
Yeah, because it's a video representation of us. And our first thought about video representation is TV.
Exactly.
Who are people who are 40 pounds thinner and lighter than everyone else because the camera adds weight. They're professionally made up with high definition cameras, with perfect lighting, thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of lighting and soundproofing and everything else. And their coats are tailored in order for them
to look good sitting up.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. All of that stuff.
Right.
So, if you have light in front of you and above you, which is what they have in TV studios, it serves to
eliminate shadows.
Yeah, it evens out your skin tone by because it's so bright, and it also removes any shadows caused by the fact that our faces aren't flat.
Right.
And so what you want to do is try and replicate that at home.
I'll never forget, we talk about lighting. I went to the New York Stock Exchange. I should know the year. I vaguely remember the year. I want to say it was the year 2000. I happened to be on the stock exchange, met Maria Bartiromo, and she said, would you like to, I chatted with her for a minute, and then this was back when she was reporting from the floor of the exchange. I don't think she does that anymore. She said, would you like to get into the booth and see what it's like to be me? I said, sure. Well, in her case, she's small and I'm big. So when I got into the booth, I couldn't barely squeeze in. It was like a telephone booth with all the lights pre-positioned. And then she turned to her camera guy, says, go ahead, turn on the lights. And I thought my face was going to melt off, literally. It was, the lights were 12 inches from my face and a billion degrees. I'm like, get me out of here. And she's like, yeah, see, you're not good enough to be a reporter. I said, I don't want to be a reporter.
They have problems on cooking shows that the food melts.
Oh, is that right?
They have to work something out.
Okay. So without professional equipment, you're never going to look like the people on TV.
No. So stop trying.
And without surgery and without dieting, without a bunch of other things, we're never going to, right?
And then that's okay, because I can tell you your interviewer doesn't look that good either.
Right,
he's a normal human being.
Well, what can we do?
Okay, so what you want to do is move the lights in your house to give you the best look possible, and that is, if you start by opening Skype and going to preferences and then audio video, it is on mine, you can see what you look like right now on the camera. And then what you want to do is move the lights in the room until you get a better picture. So a light in front of you, more light in front of you and less behind is better. If you can move the computer so that you don't have a window behind you, but one in front of you, that helps.
Many people know this. They take a picture on their phone. I've done it on an iPhone. I've not used an Android or a Galaxy or anything, but you can touch the screen in a place where you want the exposure to be appropriate for it so that it drowns out the background lighting if you have a bad setup. But you can't do that on Skype. Right?
You can't.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't. So if you can turn lights off behind you or overhead lights and just use the ones in front of you, as long as it's out of shot, you can close the drapes. That would look a bit odd during daytime if the interviewer could see it, but it's fine if they can't. And what you really want to be is in the spotlight, as it were.
Right.
And keep testing until you can't get it any better.
Yeah, and ask someone to look.
Yeah.
Ask someone to look. And it has been my experience that watching yourself on the video is not the same thing. It's a good proxy. You can actually see yourself in Skype when mm-hmm. you're looking at it. And it's still good to get somebody else to do it. And you could do it. You could Skype with somebody else in your family in a different part of your house. That said, I think the big mistake a lot of people make is they hear, oh, I got to move the lighting, but my desktop is in a certain location. And if you're on desktop, if you're not on a desktop, what people say is, well, I'll use my laptop because that way I can move to perfect lighting. The problem with that is you end up putting the laptop lower than you.
Yes.
And you can't the angle of the screen back and it ends up looking up your nose or the camera is noticeably lower than your eyes. And actually what you want is a screen up high with the camera above your eyes when you're sitting so that it causes you to lift your chin a little bit and so that the camera is looking down on you slightly rather than up. If it's looking up at you, I'm going to look at your nose a lot. And if you tilt your chin back at all, the vision we have of you is not one that we're used to in interviewing. And it's a negative. There's no question. It's a negative. So we recommend desktop also because connection quality, next point.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
So the connection quality on Skype right now is pretty good.
Compared to a few years. We're recording this in 2013.
Yeah. And there is a bunch of a list. I went to Skype's page this morning while I was writing this, and there is a list of things you can do to improve the quality of your Skype connection. So we're just going to start with a couple. If you want to go to the Skype website and read the rest, then you can.
Yeah. Well, look, first thing you do is shut down everything on your computer other than Skype. And a big one for us would be Dropbox because it's updating in the background. Something else that I found amazing is people say, oh, well, I'll need my computer because my notes are on it. Well, okay, A, put your notes.
Print them out
and hang them on the monitor if you want. Mm-hmm. Secondly, if you need to get to your calendar, mm-hmm. you can open your calendar for that brief period.
Yeah.
And yes, your calendar will update, but that probably won't kill Skype. It's the combination of 10, 12, 15 apps all running
Absolutely.
Simultaneously and a browser with 5 tabs open that also kills you.
Yeah.
So, what else?
So turn off anything else in the house that's using bandwidth. So if your child is in the middle of World of Warcraft,
playing a PS3,
I'm sorry, he's going to have to stop.
Right.
Turn off the internet connection to your iPad, your phone, anything with an internet connection in your
Absolutely.
House. Turn it off so that Skype is getting all of the available bandwidth. So
you leave your cell phone on until the call starts. And then you put it on airplane mode because most of us, when we get a call on our iPhone or on our Galaxy or Android or whatever, or BlackBerry, we immediately check it. We don't even intend to, but we're Pavlovian in that regard and we do it. So you make sure the phone is on in case they can't get you on Skype. There's a tick connection problem, whatever. Once the call starts, quick flip it to airplane mode as an example on an iPhone or just turn the dang thing off. And that way you won't have a problem. If the call dies, and you need to get, then you can turn that phone back on at that moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All of those,
the iPads, all the other phones, everything, all that takes away from your bandwidth, right?
Yeah,
exactly. If they're on Wi-Fi.
Even if they're on, they're constantly checking with the ISP. Am I here? And that's enough to use bandwidth. So.
Okay, good.
And you just said print out your documents. Because if you have Word up, it'll be that moment when it decides that it's got a security update.
Yeah.
And it'll start. And you don't want that.
Yeah.
So you can test your quality, your connection and the call quality on Skype. What you do is you type Echo in the connections search box, in the contacts search box, and then call the number it comes up with. And there's a nice lady who says, welcome to Skype call testing. And she asks you to speak, which you do, and then you have to be completely silent so she knows you've finished, and then she plays back what she heard, and you can then tell how good the quality of the sound is.
And if you're not doing this, guys, you're not willing to work hard enough for an interview.
No.
This is an interview. We tell people on phone interviews that you use the phone interview to your advantage. You stand up so you speak better. You print out your notes and have them right in front of you. A video takes a little bit of that away, but you can still absolutely have your resume right below the camera attached to the top of your monitor. You can have your resume printed out in big type. You can have the 5 key points. You can have your close written right there. And you look up at the camera and then you look down at your close statement and you remember your 3 points or your questions that you're going to ask. Boom, right there.
Yeah.
That's super easy. And yet people won't do the Echo test to make sure their quality, their connection is good.
And it doesn't matter if you did it 3 days ago. You have to do it like half an hour before the call. So.
Yep.
And the other thing I didn't say was on the connection quality is reset. If you're working on a computer, just reset it, turn it all the way off, and then turn it all the way off and just turn Skype on so that you make sure that there's no lingering connections.
Good.
And if you've still not got a great connection and you've got decent bandwidth, then you might want to add a new webcam and headset to your Christmas list. Because a lot of us had, you know, the headset that came with the computer and that, you know, you don't need to spend very much to get a lot better quality than that.
Yeah. Now I will tell you that if I were doing a Skype call, I'm amazed at the people who have double headphones and a big microphone that covers up their mouth. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, I'm a podcaster, so this is a headset I use. I got to tell you guys, you're nuts. Okay, the headset you should be using when you're talking on the phone on a Skype call is something as unobtrusive as possible. Yes, you can use a, and if you don't do the echo thing and you think you're going to use the microphone on your computer, if you have a desktop, it's awful, right? But get a low impact one. The one we use is a Jabra GN9350. It's a wireless headset that is fabulous. I never have a problem with it. Sometimes I have problems with Skype when we're doing Skype calls for one-on-ones and so on, but it's an absolutely fabulous headset. There's no delay. There's no problem with quality at all. It's expensive. And you can spend $20 on one, but get one that's relatively low impact on your face, if you will. And a double earphones, big earphones looks just really, really dumb. And if it's the one your kid uses for gaming and he likes having dual headset for gaming, okay, bad choice. This is more important than gaming.
Indeed.
Yeah. Skype name.
So Skype names are a lot like email addresses. So in the same way that you might not use your personal email address, you know, hotgirls72 applying for jobs, you want to make sure that your Skype name is as professional as possible. And something close to your name makes it easier to type and easier to kind of get your head around as a recruiter when you're writing lots of them.
Yeah.
So I played with your name because I know that not everybody has a name like mine where nobody's ever... My name's never been claimed, but so I played with yours a bit. So you could have, if you were Mark, you could have Mark A. Horseman, M.A.
Horseman. Mark Horseman. Mark Smallson. Mark dot Horseman. Mark dot A. dot Horseman. And all those are available.
I didn't check that they were available, but they would all work.
They would all work. They would all be appropriate and tell the recruiter, I know who I'm talking to.
Yeah. So if your Skype name is one that you've used a long time, and especially if people tend to...
And it's not professional, even though it's personal and everybody knows it, choose a different one,
especially if people ping you.
Yeah, people ping you.
Yeah.
That's why I turn Skype off. There are about 20 people who know my Skype email, Skype thing, and they send you little
messages. Yeah. Got a minute? And it pings. And even if it doesn't ping, it distracts you.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly. So choose a new one for the job search.
Yeah.
Even if it's very similar to the one, you'll never have to use it again. You can go back to the old one anytime you want. Use one that's professional for your job search.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then lastly, pinging. Turning off interruptions.
Yeah.
Right?
So even if you have all the other programs turned off, Skype has a number of audible notifications. So there's one that lets you know the contacts come online, that someone's calling, that you have a message. So you can reach all of them on the audio video section of the preferences.
You click on file preferences, and then up comes a dialog box, and then you click on audio video.
Yeah.
Okay.
And at least for the duration of your interview, turn them all off. It'll mean that you've silenced everything, so you need to watch the screen for the interviewer's call. But it's better than being interrupted.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Turn your status to invisible as well, right?
Exactly. So people on Skype can't see that you're available. They might still try and call, but hopefully they don't think you're in. And then the last piece of guidance is minimize Skype while you're on the call. So you're not even looking at that. And what I put a picture of a human face on your desktop up near the camera so that you're looking at a person and it reminds you to look up near the camera rather than at random
scanning
things.
All around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, are you suggesting that the interviewer is not on video? It has been your experience that they're videoing you, but they've turned off video.
Do you know, I hadn't thought of that. I was just thinking that it would be me.
Because I can think of some people who would, which I would find disconcerting slightly. Like, yeah. Really? Yeah. Dude, really? You want me to turn on my video, but you're not going to turn on yours?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not so much. That said, if they do that, absolutely have a picture at the ready and just scotch tape it right to the top there. Yeah.
And if they're on video, move the video screen up near the camera just because it helps you look at the camera when you're not going
to. Yeah, I'm amazed at the people that I talk to on Skype who are scanning all around their monitors. And I have two big monitors. I'm like, yeah, that would be bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
So yeah. It's easy, yeah.
So lighting, got to be careful about that. You got to have plenty of lighting on your face if possible. Mm-hmm. Adding an extra lamp, right?
Just bring one from another room.
Yeah, a bright room, yeah. Got to check the connection quality. There's a way to do that. Check your Skype name and obviously turn off interruptions.
Yeah.
Skype interviews are just like any others. The problem is you're at home. There's a lot of distractions. One of the things we talk about with phone interviews at home is be in the bedroom, lock the bedroom door, unplug anything else. Stand up at the foot of the bed, right? Turn off call waiting, all those kinds of things that we have in the interviewing series. And this is just setting yourself up for success, right?
Yeah.
Now, there's a possibility. This cast was written in 2013. Some of these things have changed.
Yeah.
If you need some help, come to our forums and we'll help sort you out in terms of the details of what our guidance might be if the technology changes in a notable way.
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes people can't find it because it's on Windows or a different mechanism. Yeah. There's plenty of technical people around who can help you with that.
Don't believe all the stuff about Twitter and resumes, but you can believe that more and more people will be going to Skype to save the cost of a face-to-face interview when they interview. No question about it. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Thanks, Wendy.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks, everybody. That's it for this week. Come back next week. After all, it's spring and it's baseball, and you never know. We'll see you then.